And good morning. You're listening to 91.5 FM. This is WMIE. Paul Esposito with you. Real quick, in between programs, I just want to remind everyone this is day one of the offering here at WMIE, where we're raising the money for us to continue to bring to you programs such as Morning Breath, as well as Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthur is coming up in just a moment. Our phone number here at the radio station, if you would like to make a donation and help ensure that these programs remain on the air, because remember, we're listener-supported, and there's no commercials here at the station. We depend on you and your financial support. Help us do what we do. Get this gospel message out here on the radio. 321-632-1000. I'm here till 5 o'clock today to take your phone calls. 321-632-1000. And here is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Oh, it is a marvelous Monday in Brevard County, Florida. And I'm assuming it's a marvelous Monday in Brevard County, Florida. I'll be back in Brevard County tomorrow after having been helping my parents for the past several days. I want to say thank you to those who filled in while I was away, and thank God for the body of Christ. I'm truly grateful. I will tell you this. I do not understand how people can make it without having a church family. I'm not just talking about having a church that you go to. I'm talking about having a church family. That now, if you've got a physical family around, I'm thankful that you do. Mine just happens to be about 1,200 miles away, and my wife's about 1,000 miles away, and don't get to see them as much as we'd like. But I've got a church family that is near and dear to my heart, and they've been with us through good times and bad times, and everything in between times, and so. I pray that you are also blessed in that endeavor. But we will be back and ministering on Wednesday night this week, and looking forward to getting back and then making the full court press on to Thanksgiving and the holidays. And yes, it is that time of year. We want to say thank you to Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284. 321-759-3284. If you need any help with your air conditioning of any nature, or maybe you want to get your heater checked out in case we have a cold front that comes through, give Bill Andriac a call, 321-759-3284. I've got more heaters around my house that do not get used than I can possibly shake a stick at. We just generally don't get that much of a demand for heat. Occasionally we'll need to turn it on, but you might find yourself in a position where you need your heat to come on. I do know, I never forget this. My first Sunday at Merritt Assembly of God, we have upgraded the system since then. I just want to put that to rest. My first Sunday there was 52 degrees in the church sanctuary. And we couldn't figure out how to get the kerosene heater to work. It took some effort, and we didn't have any money at that point in time either. Like I say, we've upgraded the systems now, so if you come in, one side of the sanctuary is a little bit warmer than the other side, but that's by design, because there are some people that like it warmer, some people that like it cooler, and I like it just right. So Bill Andriac can help get your home to that just right temperature for you, whether it's a split system, an outside unit, as well as an air handler or a package unit or a mobile home unit. Give them a call, 321-759-3284. Tell him you heard about them on the Refresh radio broadcast, His wife Heidi is our worship leader, and we're praying for them this week that God will be meeting all of the needs in their life. So with that being said, let's get into the Word of God. By the way, I may not have told you who I am, and you're, you know, most of you have probably heard my voice and recognize it. I'm Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merit Assembly of God on Merit Island, Florida. And coming up on next week, we'll mark our 4-year mark of being hosting the radio, the Refresh radio program here. Second week in December, we'll mark our 25th year of being pastors of Merit Assembly of God. And we're just so thankful that God has allowed us this privilege for all these many years. So turn to Romans chapter 2, if you will, today. We're talking about the fruit of the Spirit. We've talked about love, and we've talked about joy, and we've talked about peace, and now we're talking about everyone's favorite thing to do, and that is patience. I want to encourage you today, do not give up. Do not give up on God. Do not give up on your faith. Do not give up believing for the salvation of your loved ones. Your breakthrough could be on the horizon. I remember seeing a movie, and I don't remember what movie it was, where there was a prisoner of war, and there was a person who had set about in that internment of that prisoner of war to break this individual. And what was special about this final scene is that the person that was trying to break the spirit of this prisoner of war had knowledge that the war was already over and his side had been defeated, and yet he was still trying to break the spirit of this individual, and he failed. And I want to encourage you today to, like we talked about on Friday's program, to patiently possess your souls, because the enemy is still a defeated enemy and his works are still destroyed works. And God is still greater inside of you than he that is in the world. And so I encourage you, hold on to your faith today. Do it with cheer, do it with joy, and do not allow the devil or any of his attacks against you to cause you to lose heart. Patiently possess your souls. Now, let's get into Romans chapter 2, shall we? Verse number 4. Or do you despise the riches of his goodness, forbearance, and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance? Okay, let me just stop there for just a moment and say this. Repentance is, in the world's mindset, an ugly word. It's a victim word. It says you're admitting that you've done something wrong that you regret. And I want you to see that repentance is a blessing from God. It is the goodness of God that leads us to repent. And so I pray that we would not be resisting God's gracious hand whenever he's trying to get us to repent of our sins. But we would see that it is a marvelous thing that God is doing, and he's saying, hey, life is going to be better on the other side of this U-turn in your life. To repent means to change directions. And I believe that when we change directions, let me put it to you this way. Have you ever been making a trip, and you've just been driving along, and all of a sudden you kind of zoned out for a minute and you missed your turn, and you didn't realize it until you got a little further down and a little further down, and now all of a sudden you find out that you're getting further and further away from your destination, your desired destination, and where you may have been driving without a care in the world, but you were going in the wrong direction. When you make that U-turn and you say, you know what, I've got to get back to pursuing what I was supposed to be pursuing. If you're like me, you have a little more drive behind you whenever you have missed that turn. And I believe that the change of direction that God wants to bring into our lives through repentance is not just a casual Sunday afternoon drive where now we're on our way to heaven with the streets of gold and the sea of glass and a place where there's no more sickness, no more sorrow, no more suffering, no more pain. But I believe that there is a drive that says, I need to get to my God-intended purpose of holiness and the purpose that he has for my life and the people that he wants me to touch. I need to be a very driven individual. So I just believe that once we repent, we ought to be more driven to live for God than we were ever driven to live for sin. Too many people have a mindset as, oh, well, I've repented. My name's written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. I'm just going to sit up here and put my feet up and chill until I take my last breath and then all's good. And to quote a preacher that rattled my cage when I was in college, that's selfish. That's selfish. And I want to encourage you, you were meant to touch more than just yourself. You were meant to impact other people's lives for the glory of God. And so let repentance be a good thing in your life. But in accordance with your hardness and your impenitent heart, this is verse number 5 of Romans chapter 2, you are treasuring up for yourself wrath in the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to each one according to his deeds eternal life to those who by patient continuance in doing good seek glory, honor, and immortality. But to those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish on every soul of man who does evil, of the Jew first and also of the Greek, but glory, honor, and peace to everyone who works what is good, to the Jew first and also to the Greek, for there is no partiality with God. And since we're talking about patience, I'm sure that you picked up on the word there in verse number 7, where it talks about who by patient continuance. And you will find that word is translated in some translation as in the book of Revelation as calling for the patient endurance of the saints. In other words, this is not a one day a week thing or a 1 hour of Sunday type thing. I know that there is a mindset that the world offers right now that says what you need to do is you need to compartmentalize your life, and so you can be true to yourself in this box, and then when you're in this other compartment over here, that you can be true to yourself in that box, that yourself there is entirely different from the other. Listen, God wants you to be the same. Wherever you are, you and I are called to follow our example, which is Jesus Christ. He said he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I mean, there's no room for improvement in him. He's always been, is, and always will be perfect. You and I, we need to allow God to work in us so that our testimony is a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, week after week, month after month, year after year testimony of patiently continuing to do what God would have us to do. Okay? There are going to be days, if you've not experienced this yet, I want you to sit down because this is going to be a newsflash to you. There are going to be days when you are not going to want to get up and go to work. I do know a few people who their mindset is, oh no, not me. I love going to work. I understand that's their mindset. But I want you to know, most people that I have encountered have times when having a job has been inconvenient. I'm just saying there's beaches to go to, vacations to go on. There are some days they just don't want to do it. You and I, we need to be patiently continuing, not just when we feel like it, but all of the time, continuing to do the things that God wants us to do. Well, Pastor Bob, what does God want me to do? Well, in verse number 7, it says this, who by patient continuance in doing good seek for glory, honor, and immortality. Okay? And so, you and I, we should be looking for opportunities to do the right thing, looking for opportunities to be a blessing to someone. Let's see, it would have been 2 weeks ago, I believe. 2 weeks ago, I pulled up to an intersection. There's an intersection not far from our church, and there's a quirk in the system. That's all I'm going to say. There's a quirk in the system that sometimes the sensors do not activate, and you can sit there through an entire cycle and it just not recognize. And then because it didn't recognize you the first time, it doesn't recognize you the second time. And it will really try your patience. And so I had experienced this before. And when there was no one around, and what I did is I parked my car right there in the middle of the road. I got out, I walked over, and I pushed the crosswalk button to activate the crosswalk. And then a few seconds later, then I was back in my car. The engine was started. We were ready to go, and boom, I was able to proceed. Well, on this particular day, I pulled up, and I was going to turn north, and there was a line of traffic there. And I said, you know what? I don't think I'm going to be able to make this once this light cycles. And so I pulled into another lane, and the quirk in the system was activating. And so I don't know how long these people had been sitting, waiting for this light to cycle. And so I just pulled up, and we all have problems. And some people say, why doesn't somebody fix that? But it was very trying, and there were people that were getting frustrated. And so I parked my car, and I walked over, and there was a person on a motorcycle, and they said, I pushed the button, and on the way back, he said, does that work? And I said, well, it's worked before. We'll find out. And next thing you know, the light cycled, and everybody got to go, and I had to find I didn't make the left turn. I just continued to go straight. I altered my path. I got to my destination. Everything was fine, well, and good. But I want to encourage you today, don't get weary in doing good. You know what happened on the way back to my car? There were people that were giving me the thumbs up and honking their horns and thanking me. And there were ladies in the car that was next to me, and they were just so happy as well, all because I got the traffic light to work. So I want to ask you, have you boxed God in such a manner that you don't see the opportunities to do good when they may be all around you? You know, you might have the opportunity to do good just by holding a door open for somebody that's carrying in a massive amount of packages into the post office. You say, but I'm in a hurry. That means I'm going to have to stand there and wait. You know, I think life's probably going to be okay for the next 15 seconds. Do you know that we have more modern conveniences now that save us time than we've ever had? And what we have done is we have made ourselves busier than we've ever been, instead of looking around for opportunities to do good. I am so blessed to pastor Merritt Assembly of God, and I am so proud of Merritt Assembly of God, not in an arrogant sense, but I am greatly encouraged by them for all the efforts that they put forth in September with the Hurricane Irma relief. Listen, we have a lot of people in our church that are on up there in years, and they gave it their all. They gave everything they had and then some. They gave up their sleep. They gave up their day off. Some of them gave up the time that they had before they had to go to work after getting up on short sleep to come in. They just said, you know what? This isn't going to be forever, and I'm going to patiently continue to do good even after a storm. I think it was probably about 3 weeks before I ever got my windows unboarded at my house because I just had the opportunity to do good. When we do that, when we are patiently and constantly, continually doing good, we have a statement that we're making that Paul talks about here in Romans, that we are looking for glory and honor and immortality. Look, I'm not looking for glory for myself. I'm not even looking for glory for Merit Assembly of God. I'm looking for Jesus to be glorified. I'm not looking for myself to be honored. In fact, I'll tell you this. I get greater joy out of it when other people that have been raised up, who've been trained to do good, I get great joy from seeing them get honored. And the person that I really want to receive all of the glory and all of the honor is Jesus, because it all belongs to him anyway. Read Revelation. All blessing, glory, honor, and power belong to him. And immortality, I don't know about you, but the older I get, the more enticing that immortality that God offers us is really looking. I'm looking for that incorruptible, immortal body that God has for us. So let me ask you, would you, you know, we talk about things that go down in infamy and things that are stamped in time that people still talk about hundreds or thousands of years later. You have that same opportunity to make your mark on eternity for the glory of God by patiently continuing to do good. Make a difference in someone's life. Verse number 10, it says, "But glory and honor and peace to everyone who works what is good, to the Jew first and also to the Greek, for there is no partiality with God." Do you realize what peace we, I know that we've already talked about peace, but there is a great deal of peace that is provided. It's the fruit of the Spirit we just got done talking about before we have spent some time here on patience. There's a great deal of peace in knowing that you've done the right thing, that you've done the good thing, the God thing. You've done it patiently. You've done it continually. You have, as Sam Rodriguez said at General Counsel, you have pushed the plow, broken the ground, and planted the seed. And you've done it over and over and over, day after day after day. And I will tell you this, that God is going to make sure that you receive the reward that you deserve. Do not, it's Monday. No, you know, there are very few people that I know that get up and say, "Hooray, it's Monday. I have less free time today than I've had for the past couple of days." But today I want you to embrace this mindset that today you have the opportunity to do good continually. I pray that you have a track record at your job of always doing the right thing, of always being a team player, that you are always there with the joy of the Lord and the peace, because when you do that day after day after day, there is just a peace that comes over you that says, you know what? I may not be making a difference as far as Hollywood goes. I may not be making a difference as far as the newspapers go or the Hollywood goes, but I'm making a difference in somebody's life. For somebody, you're making a difference in your grandchildren. For somebody, you're making a difference in your children. Somebody, you're making a difference in your neighbors. Someone who's listening to the sound of my voice, your coworkers, they know where they can turn, because year after year after year, you have been there, shining the light, speaking the truth, sharing the love of God. And today, I want to encourage you. Don't give up. Don't get tired. Don't get frustrated. There's a commercial on television, and this mother, and it doesn't say she's a stay-at-home mom, but it's kind of implied there, you know, dad's rushing off to work and the kids are rushing off to school and all of that. And she has prepared their breakfast with this fancy spread that my daughters they happen to like. And so they all rush off and they don't really say anything and thanks. And then, her mindset after they leave without saying anything is, thanks, honey. That was wonderful. Thanks, Mom. And she's making these sarcastic tones about things that weren't said to her. And then she opens her cabinet to find a note that said, thanks. Thanks for taking such good care of your family. Today, I don't know when your reward is going to come, but I know that the enemy would try and get you discouraged. Don't let him succeed. Don't let him cause your good works to come to an end. Allow the Holy Spirit to produce in you the spiritual fruit of patience, constantly, where you are doing good, because in doing so, you are seeking the glory of God, the honor of Jesus Christ, and you're making a difference in someone's eternity. God chose you for that. He chose me for that. I'm not all that flamboyant. I'm not a flash in the pan. I'm just Bob from Oklahoma. For nearly 4 years now, we've been on the radio proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ, because I want somebody to know that Jesus loves you and he's equipping you and empowering you to do good things that are going to make an eternal difference. Father, I just want to thank you right now for the wonderful men and women of Brevard County. God, I pray that we would not be impatient, but we would be patient. And God, that it would be something that we do day after day. God, that we are doing a good work. We are doing things that bring glory and honor to you. And Lord, I want to thank you, because I know there's a great reward coming for these wonderful saints. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself